I'm Chanel, and welcome to the I Thought So Too podcast. Hello and welcome. If you didn't get that, my name is Chanel. This is my first episode of the I Thought So Too podcast. I'm very excited to be here, very excited to speak and to just give some of my thoughts. My podcast is about just, you know, talking about life and anything that comes with it, whatever I might think of it. And I will also try to have some people with me to speak about their experiences of life and whatever they've been through and whatever they thought their life was going to be, or just what life would have been generally. I think all of us have an idea before we ever start to try something of what it could look like or potentially would look like. And there's always a shock when that's just not at all how life is or how anything seems to be the moment we actually are in the situation. And I think it's super interesting. And I think it's scary and I think it's great and I think it's just all the things. So I just want to actually for this episode just introduce myself to you guys, and then I'd like to keep you hooked. I hope you enjoy my story, and I hope that you can resonate with me, and also hopefully I can inspire you. So as I've told you, my name is Chanel. I am 31 years old for a little while still, 2 months or something, then I'm 32. Yes, it's happening. And I am actually, if you have not been to South Africa, that is where I live. I am from Cape Town, South Africa. That's where I'm currently living. It's where I've lived for most of my life. And yes, I'm a Cape Townian. I'm also actually an Afrikaans person. I'm not English. It's my second language. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm about. If you don't know the language, please go and check it out. It's a really fun language. A lot of people compare it to Dutch. Not that I can speak Dutch. Maybe some words make a little bit of sense, but I'm not Dutch. But it's the same. It comes from the same kind of place. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of start a podcast. I've wanted to do it so long ago, actually, about just everything and everyone. And everyone's lives, it's just so different. I've always been very interested in how people think, the things people think about, the way we act, the way we behave, why it's so different, why we see things differently, why we behave differently towards a specific scenario. It's very interesting to me, and that's basically what this is all about. I actually got the idea from a different podcaster on YouTube. The podcast is called We're All Insane. I really like it. It's really cool. If you want to go check it out, it's really about anyone and anything in their lives, and it's really interesting to listen to. I, for the most part, don't think that I would have that big of a, what can you call it, big of a crowd, because obviously I think the girl that does the podcast lives in the United States, and I think people there are a bit more open to things and new things and different things. In South Africa, especially with Afrikaans community, it's a bit more traditional. So you never know what you're going to get here, but it might not be as out there as it is in the US or most other parts of the world, I would think. So what kind of got me to telling my story is that I have always been quite confused about life. What my life is supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do, where I fit in. And it's quite a confusing thing that I'm still always thinking about, even to this day. And I would like to share with you kind of how this all happened and, you know, what my life has been like for me. So I was born into a family, my mom and my dad, who worked in corporate jobs. I then got a brother when I was about 8. And we are very different. And I kind of, you know, went through school, normal stuff, nothing weird, nothing strange. Didn't have any strange life or whatever. The normal thing. My parents worked a lot. I went to school. I wasn't very good at sports. I was definitely an autistic child. I didn't necessarily know it at the time. I'm not talking about painting. I'm talking about like singing, very dramatic. I think you'll figure that out while I speak as well. I like to speak in accents, by the way. So if I do switch over, you know why. It's not because I'm like bipolar or like a schizophrenic. And if you are, that's cool. So I kind of got recognized as someone who is very good at singing from a young age. And I was kind of in the choirs and whatever. But I didn't think much of it. I mean, what do you know, right? When you're in school, I just knew that I loved Britney Spears and I wanted to be her, and that's basically all. That's all there was to it. I then went to school and I did singing, and I did, we call it drama. Some people call it acting, or acting class, drama class, theater, whatever. We call it drama. I did drama and it was really nice. I enjoyed it. After school, I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I don't think I was really stressed about it. I just knew that I wanted to be an independent woman from a very young age. I wanted to have my own money. I wanted to be a businesswoman, you know. And I think I got that from my mom. She's very independent. She's all about work and, you know, having good jobs and high roles, you know, like usually in male-dominant jobs, I would say. So I kind of didn't want to necessarily do what she did, but I wanted to be the same kind of person, you know, that could like do my own thing and have my own money and whatever. So after school, I studied performing arts, and I was singing as well. So I got signed to a recording company when I was 18 in matric. I'm not sure what other people call it, your last year of school. And it was actually supposed to be a girl group. There was advertisements in the paper at the time for a girl group, a new girl group. And I went to audition. I got in and I was very excited. I was like, oh my God, my life's going to change. And it didn't. But okay, whatever. I was very young still, very naive. And I was in the group for probably like a month or two. And they asked me to kind of not be in the group anymore, telling me that I'm not very good in a group setting. In that case, I'm better as a solo performer. You know, I'm too strong for a group. Also, I'm not much of a dancer. Like, I can dance, but I'm not really like Pussycat Dolls vibes, you know. So that didn't work. This guy then that started the group wanted to do something solo with me, and he wrote me an whole album. We recorded the album, and I got a record label, whatever, to sign me when I was just out of school. Mind you, I didn't know anything about anything. But okay, so I was like, signed, okay, cool. I don't know if I was really in it. I wasn't really sure, I think, because I was too young to really, you know, everything happened very fast. That year was a big year for me because it was my first year out of school, my first boyfriend, my first kind of job thing. I studied, it was a lot, I think, and I didn't really think anything about it. It was just like, oh, well, this is what's happening. The next year it was a year course that I did. The next year I just sang. I got really depressed by the time I did that because I didn't sing that much. Also, the other thing is, because I'm living in Cape Town in South Africa, I'm Afrikaans. So the CD that was made for me or created for me, there was like four English songs. The rest was all Afrikaans songs. I'm not a fan of Afrikaans singing. I had to sing Afrikaans because it just happened that way. And I never had a liking towards it. Like, it's just not going to happen. So I had to sing Afrikaans when I went to go sing at places. I didn't like the places I was singing. I didn't like the songs I was singing. It was really difficult. I think very confusing time. And I felt a bit pressure to kind of do stuff that I didn't want to do or be someone who I didn't want to be. Because, you know, parents put a lot of pressure on you without them maybe even realizing it. Also, you obviously just came out of school. You don't really know what life is, you know. It's just like, okay, here you are. Okay, good luck. So anyway, enough about that. The next year, I went to study again. 2 years performing arts at a different place, which I really loved. I started, I just want to say, throughout this time, I was singing part-time as well with someone else, like a guy that's quite big in the country, a singer. And yeah, so I was doing that as well. So I would just want to make clear throughout this whole story that I've been singing part-time all this time. And not a Chanel, as with a band. Okay, so the year after that, I studied performing arts again, did some dancing. It was okay, not my favorite thing. I started, you know, playing in all the theater productions we had. I really loved performing arts, really, really, really. I'm definitely like born to act, but I think I just act daily. I'm just an actress, you know, I act all the time. It's not something I have to just do on a stage. I can just do it because that's just how I am. And the singing went on, as I said, part-time, and I got a new opportunity actually. I think my last year, I was 2014, to sing in this new band, who I'm still with till today. So it's a decade. I can't believe it. Anyway, so I gave singing classes. I did acting, blah, blah, blah. I was still with my boyfriend at the time. And then the next year, it was 2015, I was like, okay, so what am I going to do now? I'm done studying. I'm not sure what I want to do. So I decided, okay, I'm going to move to Pretoria. So I lived in Pretoria. And It was, you know, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I just wanted to get out there, you know. I broke up with my boyfriend and I went there and I was there for 9 months. After 2 months, I auditioned at the Barnyard. The Barnyard is like a theater in South Africa. There's a few of them. You know, like where people come eat every night and then they can watch a show, basically. They pay for a whole show and then they eat and whatever. I did that for 7 months of the 9 months that I was there. And I really liked it. You know, I was singing and I was like, I got a salary. Woo! Everything was cool. And after 3 months, I didn't like it anymore. I got really depressed. I wanted to leave. My parents was kind of against it. So obviously I didn't want to disappoint because then I feel like a failure. So I just kind of stayed there. And I got really depressed. I didn't eat. I just went to exercise every day, did cardio, you know, had a cool ice smoothie. That's basically what I ate in the day because I was just like heavily depressed, heavily, heavily. No one was understanding me. I think it was the first time I actually decided to go see someone and speak about it and stuff because I was really struggling. And I'll never forget my first day at the psychologist. It was a guy. I cried. I think I cried for the first 3, you know, sessions. I just cried. I was just so sad. I was so freaking sad. Anyway, so that happened. Then finally, I was like, I'm not doing this. The next year, it was 2016, I came back to Cape Town and I started giving singing lessons and drama lessons at a school in Stellenbosch. I did some voiceover work or dubbing. And the next year, okay, so this is where my actual story starts. I got an opportunity to work at a corporate company in South Africa. It's quite a big company. And I'm not sure why. It just kind of felt fine. I got the opportunity and I did it. And I, you know, the first it would be a 6-month probation. So I didn't necessarily have to like stay there if I didn't want to or whatever. So I started and I really liked it. I liked the people liked me. I had a really cool team, like amazing. I loved them. Really, I did. So I had a cool time. I had cool friends. I'm still friends with some of those people till this day. And after a year, I decided I was over that too. Because I didn't realize at the time it was a pattern that I just get over things quite fast. And I'm like, okay, I'm bored now. And after that, I prayed every year multiple times to please Jesus, Lord, please get me out of this hellhole. It was difficult. There was difficult times that really tested me in multiple ways. But I pushed through because it was the adult thing to do. The year that I started working there, I built my first apartment. So I had a bond, you know, to pay. I was obviously single and I have to take care of myself. Like I can't now be like, okay, I'm not going to work anymore. I need a job. Even though I've been singing part-time and I did make good money and it was more saving money, you know, it wasn't really spending as much. I kind of stayed on because my parents would have expected me to do it and I didn't want to really disappoint them, but I was very frustrated and I was very upset and I was very angry and then I was over it and then it's just a cycle. Every year I just prayed, oh, can it just finally be my year? And, you know, I would see people leave and move on. I'd be so upset and I'd be like, really? Really? When is it my turn? My turn only came this year. In the beginning of the year, I came back from December holidays and I was busy working and I was just like, I just can't do it. And I just started to cry because of frustration and just hating that I'm still dealing with this, you know? I think there's nothing worse than hating your job. I don't know how anything could be any worse to think that you are basically selling a part of your soul to something you hate. It's just the worst. And I understand why people do it. And I understand sometimes you need to just do it. But at some point you're just like, I can't do it anymore. Like it's really killing my vibe. It's killing my spirit. And also it's taking away from who I really am, which is not cool. My parents immigrated last year to New Zealand and it was a big year. A lot of stuff happened. It was quite terrible actually. So this year, they weren't here. And I was like, this is my chance to finally do this. They are not here to tell me what to do or to tell me why it's the wrong thing to do. the wrong, it's obviously the wrong thing to do because we are in South Africa, and it's just difficult. There's not a lot of jobs always. I guess it depends on what job you'd like to do. The salaries aren't great. It's not like, you know, a country not like New Zealand that has a high minimum wage. It doesn't work like that here. It's more difficult to get going. And also Cape Town is a really expensive city. But okay, whatever. I decided to resign and I did it. I finally did it. After 7 years and 4 months, hating it for 6 years and 4 months, because the first year I didn't hate it, I finally got my chance. I decided in February, I'm going to resign the end of March. I told my boyfriend. It's not the one I dated years ago. And I told my brother and, you know, his girlfriend. And I didn't tell my parents. I told very close friends and I did it. I did it. And then I told my parents literally like when it was my last week. Oh, by the way, I resigned. And can I just tell you how amazing it has been? I'm not going to tell you why it's amazing and that you should just do it, because it's always that there's something also not great about all these things. Everything you do obviously comes with a price, a good one and a bad one. So it's just insane how I have then decided to leave this place at this time, because it has given me so much confidence to leave. The stuff that I've done ever since then has given me so much more confidence in who I really am. It sits well with me. I remember the days when I was really stressed out. I would open my laptop and I would just see all this work and just people and drama. And I would just, I don't know how to explain it. I just get this feeling of total overwhelmness and stress. And I feel like I'm being suffocated. And it was the worst feeling to have it in the morning before you even start your day. It's like just not fun. And you are stressed out. And I remember my skin was terrible, in terrible condition for the past 2 years. It just happened. My skin was bad and I really tried everything. Nothing worked. And I was like, what is happening? Like, what am I doing wrong? It's just hormones. My stomach, everything was bloated, sore. I was stressed the whole time. And it was because of the job. There is no doubt about it. So I left the job. My skin looks great now. My stomach is not always great, but I mean, you know, these things probably, I don't know, it has this mind of its own. I feel more at ease with leaving the job. Obviously, there's some stresses about what am I going to do next? What money am I going to make? Oh my God, am I going to be broke? Am I going to sleep on the streets? Oh my God, what's going to happen? Am I going to fail? What, you know? So what I did then is I got this idea of making music videos of cover songs, right? Because I've been singing forever. So I tried it out. I got the right stuff. I got me a whole studio going and I started making one video and I was really shooketh by the video. It was really nice. It looked really cool. So I was a bit scared to send it to anyone because I was like, what if I think it's nice and it's actually just not? So I sent it to my boyfriend. I sent it to my dad. I sent it to my dad first. And he was like totally in shock. He was like, I didn't expect this and it's amazing. And I sent it to my boyfriend and like, oh my God, I love it. Everyone loved it. And then I started creating my own music videos. And I have a page on YouTube that you can go check out. It's called, well, it's under Chanel, Chanel, Unapologetically You with Chanel. All my videos. And that kind of went into me, you know, recording my own cover songs, which I've done. And then that kind of went into me trying to write songs, which is not something I've ever really tried, and do my own songs, which I've done. My stuff has actually gone live literally in this week. So it's live on all streaming platforms. And I was like, oh my word, look at all these possibilities now that I'm actually open to them. Because the thing that's taking over my life, it's not wrong. I feel like this is right. Like it's taking me places. You know what I mean? And I'm not even trying. It's not like I sat there and wished, please, can I record my own songs? Please, can I try to produce songs? Please, can I write songs? Please, can I do videos? Please, can I create cool content, I really wish that's what I could do. None of the things that I'm doing right now is anything that I wanted to do, except for recording my own songs. I've always wanted to record. I thought it was super cool, but it is a bit intimidating because I don't have any experience. In all these things that I've done now, I don't have any experience except for singing. I've done some voiceover stuff, whatever, you know, but I've done that before. But I mean, the point is, I can't believe how many things I can actually do. And I never knew. I'm 4 months in. This is my 5th month away from you know, the corporate place. And the stuff that I've done in this 5 months and that I've learned, I can't even think that I've learned that much things in the 6 or 7 years that I was with the company. It's insane. And it's insane to me how we block ourselves from progressing by doing stuff that's not good for us, because it's almost like it can't take you further if it's not taking you further. It can't. You can't expect to grow in something that's not helping you flourish. You know what I mean? And I'm not sure. I'm not actually sure what I thought I was going to do. I didn't have any idea, but I thought I would have had my place. I thought I would try to, every year when I was at the corporate company, every year I would literally try to find something new to do just to get out of there. I tried to do the TEFL course to teach English. I don't even know why I did that. That's just crazy because I applied for administrative roles elsewhere. I've tried to do like front of house things, you know, apply for, I don't even know, a lot of stuff just to get out, and nothing worked. And I'm like, well, that's why it didn't work, because it wasn't the right thing. And, you know, I thought I would actually just be content years ago. And I'm not. And I'm still not content, but I feel like I belong in my own space now. I'm not like, you know, it's that feeling of, I don't feel like I'm just alive because I am, you know, I exist. Well, you know, I'm here now, so I might as well just breathe the air. I feel like I have more to give. I have more to create. There's nothing greater for me than creating. And that's what this podcast is kind of all about. We have all these things about life we think about, and all these expectations thrown onto us, and we don't want to speak about it to people. We don't want to hurt anyone's feelings or make them feel upset, or, you know, make them feel like we are going to, you know, not do what they want or what they think is best for us. But I think that's exactly the point. No one knows what's best for you. You don't even know what's best for you. You don't. You might think you do, but I don't think you do. And that's where the whole Christian thing comes in. My first encounter really with deciding to be Christian was when I was really depressed, as I told you, the time in Pretoria when I was at the Barnyard. I got so depressed and I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm drowning. No one gets me. If anything, I can't speak to anyone because they're just going to judge me and tell me, it'll work out. I know that. But how do I get to the point of me to think that it actually has worked out? Because it's not. And I tried to go to churches. I must say I'm not a fan of churches. You know, do what you need to do with that. But yeah, I'm not a fan. But I really liked, you know, I tried the cell group, which I really liked, and I started getting closer to the Word and to God, which helped me. It did help me. And I'm not trying to make it sound weird or whatever. It helped me get out of the hole, because I think that you need something greater than you, especially when you're in a situation where you hate what your life's become. Because how are you, what are you going to believe in to get you through it? I think that's the thing. And that went on and on. And with this whole working at the corporate thing, I prayed all the time, asked all the time, please take me out. Please take my dad out of the situation. My dad and my mom were still both in corporate. Please, I see how unhappy they are. And I see how much they hate the way they are when they get home and all these things. Please just like save these people. But obviously that took also super long. And now luckily everyone's out. But you know, when it's really tough, like you really need something to just pull you out and make you believe in the best thing again. Because you can't always do it for yourself. It's really difficult. And I was like, at some point I was like, you know what? I feel like now is the right time for me to leave. I feel like now God and I, we are aligned. The universe, the Lord, and me, we are aligned, finally. Because, I mean, 6 years is a long time. It's a long time. These people that do jobs and whatever else for much longer, but I mean, it's a long freaking time, man. Especially if you've realized that already from the get-go, that it's not for you. And I was like, you know what? Whatever happens next, it's up to God. Like, I'm giving it to him to be like, put inspiration in my mind, motivate me, give me ideas to write things about, give me video ideas, give me all these ideas. Like, you need me to, I need you to give me the ideas so that I do not fall back in a situation where I've been in now multiple times. I can't every time do something I like and then I don't like it anymore after, like, if I'm lucky, a year, if I'm lucky. I can't, it's not cool for anyone's health, first of all. And it's insane to live like that. I mean, it's just not going to work. It's just the pressure and it's just confusing, you know? And yeah, it's just weird, man. And that's what it's about. Like, I've created so many things since I've been out of there. Look, I don't have a full-time job. I'm still singing, all that stuff. I don't have a full-time job, but luckily I have savings and, you know, I'm quite good with money and whatever. But now I'm just like, I'm leaving it to God. And I'm like, look here, the situation is like this. And he gets it. He gets me. He gets what I have. And he's been showing me all these gifts that I didn't know I have. Because I didn't know I have it. I didn't know it. I just knew I could sing. I've always been singing. I knew I'm really good at acting and I'm funny and, you know, all those things. Everything I know. But he showed me so many things I didn't know that I had. And I think that's why thinking everything, I think this is like this, I think that's like that, is also something that kind of blocks you, because you're blocking the possibilities. And it's difficult to give your thoughts and whatever over and be like, hey Lord, just take it, you know, or whatever it is that you believe. It doesn't have to be that. I don't really care what it is that you believe. I'm just saying it's always good to have something bigger to help you, that could possibly help you. Because you don't have the answers. And a person can't help you. You know, if someone came to me and said, okay, what experience do you have in? You have experience in what? And I'll be like, administration and recruitment. They're like, okay, I have a job for you in recruitment in our company. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's take it. I want to just get out of this hellhole to place me into another one. I mean, that person would have good intentions. But I'm still going to be unhappy because that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not about the fact that it's here or there. It's the wrong thing for me. You know what I mean? And that's when you need something bigger that knows your heart and knows what you need and knows why you exist, to place you in that place where you know that you should achieve great things in the right place. You can't achieve great things in the wrong place because it's not the place for you to achieve them in. And I think that's really difficult, but that's what it's about. I thought all these things, and now look at me. I'm wrong. I was wrong about everything. And you know, there's still a long road ahead. But that's what it's about. Like, we have all this idea of how life should be, what we want. But, oh my word, just look at it. It's just totally different to what, you know, if you just give yourself the opportunity, you'll see how much better and different it can be. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying you're going to be like the happiest person ever. I'm not saying you're going to have no shitty days. That's not true. I had a really shitty day on Monday just because, I don't know, I just felt really down. I just felt really unmotivated. I just felt like I didn't want to do anything. Nothing happened. I just felt that way. But then I'm like, get up, girl, get back. So yeah, that's what this is about. If you're not from South Africa and you're listening to this, if I say yeah, it means yes. If I say it means like anyone else would say. It's like a thinking thing. So I don't know if there's anything else that could be confusing. So yeah, that's what it's about. I'll be speaking about different things life related that I've been kind of experiencing, seeing, thinking. And I hope that you like the chats. And I hope that I can inspire you to believe in yourself. I think that's the biggest thing. There's nothing better than believing in yourself. I mean, there is no way that even in the beginning of this year, I would have thought, even when I started, when I resigned, that I thought that I would make my own songs. And it's insane. Try to produce it, try to play the instruments myself through a MIDI keyboard. It's not actually me playing guitar. And putting it on, platforms? Never. There's no way. There's no way that I would think that I'll be able to create a super nice video. It's green screen videos, by the way. Place it on YouTube. Let people see me. That's insane, because I'm like, I am really out there, but I'm also really not. And I like attention to a point, and then I don't. You know, I'm not like a superstar walking, everyone looking at me, take pictures, look at me, I'm so cool. I'm not like that. So it's just weird. But also, that's what scares me. Like, what in our lives, before we even came to realize how we are, has blocked us from things that's potentially the best things that could happen to us? Because of people's expectations, or how we grew up, or what people say of us or think of us, or what we think of ourselves based on other things. We didn't get out of our mom's stomach or whatever, and was like, I'm going to be independent. I'm going to have a lack of confidence. I'm going to hate my hair. I'm going to think I'm fat. I'm going to think I'm ugly. I'm going to have acne. None of those stuff, you know? And then people do stuff, and they tell you all these things, and they make you believe all these things. And here you are, just look at you, full of drama, which is just life. I get that. But you have to go look for the good in you, and you have to give yourself the opportunity to go into situations where more of you can be explored and shown to yourself, because you'll be pleasantly surprised. And that's why I'm saying, whoever says to me, I don't have a talent, I don't have any talents, you're so talented, I'm like, first of all, don't lie. You do have talents. Y'all just have to go look for the talent. And it's not just like, okay, if you can sing, you have a talent. Talent isn't always, you know, musical or dramatical or whatever. People build, you know, stuff, or create goeikies is things, or I don't know, they talk well, or they're very good parents. That's a talent. It's not everyone's not good in all those things. There's no way. Just because you have attention, or you're on a TV, or you're on internet, doesn't mean you're the talent, and anyone else that doesn't have that isn't talented. That's just not how it works. So yes, I really hope that you enjoyed the first episode with me. If you want to go check out anything, I'm on all the podcasting streaming platforms. Obviously, you've listened to me here, but if you want to go check out my songs, please go check on to Spotify, anywhere else you want to look, under Chanel. And also on YouTube, you'll see my page there with my videos. Please check it out if you'd like, on Facebook as well, and Instagram. And I will definitely be back with some more. Thank you so much, and have a good day.